Guy Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy Podcast. My name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, and a musician. And I'm also a founder of a company called FuturingNow.com, where we help people innovate stuff. And we are on the mission to help 1,000 people innovate. We offer one-of-a-kind innovation workshops. If you are interested, go to www.futuringnow.com and you'll be able to see what are the upcoming, workshops, and you can join if you want to. That being said, as I said, I'm also a filmmaker, so I really go into narration and storytelling aspect a lot. I love to do it since beginning, since childhood. I always loved to tell stories when I was in school. And I think when you convert anything in a story format, it makes sense to people who are listening to it. Instead of just having a statements or just having a normal, let's say sentences, which just give information, which is still valuable. But when you back it up with a story or a narration, I think it's a good idea to do that because it's easier to consume. And as human beings, we are used to getting stories in different formats since the childhood. So when we are kids, we are listening to stories. Those are one of the first primary content which we have consumed. And storytelling has been with human beings for a long time, long since when we used to live in forests and wild. We used to gather around the fire after the discovery of fire, let's say. We used to gather around fire and tell stories about different things. Even our mythologies are based on different stories. Our religions have different stories. So stories has been a very fundamental thing which we all have in our lives. And whenever you're explaining something, whenever you're telling something, be it innovation project, be it a design idea, be it a video, be it a podcast, I think storytelling is a very, very nice approach because it's natural and it's easy to say or easy to tell or easy to understand. That being said, I'm going to quickly tell you in this podcast how I'm taking the three building blocks, very standard classic building blocks of storytelling, and helping myself to create innovation projects or these podcasts or the videos. So most of you must be already knowing the three building blocks of storytelling. First is context, where you talk about what is happening, what are some of the things which are there. So basically setting the context, setting the tone, setting the scene, and then you talk about conflict, which is the second phase. Conflict is basically the problem or the challenge or the obstacle which is there in your story. And then the third element, which is basically resolve, where you kind of come up with a solution to solve the problem which you established in the conflict phase and try to settle it down. This way, you give a context so people know what they are listening to. Then you go into conflict, which is a tension moment, just like the tension chords which are there in melodies, because music is also storytelling, but that's whole another topic to discuss. And then you resolve it by having major chords, which helps you feel relaxed because there is a lot of tension which you can create in conflict, and resolve is a place where you make everybody feel okay or good. So those are the three classic building blocks of storytelling. How do I use it in innovation? Basically, whenever I'm explaining an idea, whenever I'm supposed to present something in front of the people, I start with context, giving them what is happening, who is the character, who is the hero of our story, or who is the primary audience of my product, who is the target audience of my product. That's the context. How does their lifestyle look like? Where do they belong? What kind of psychographic do they have? What kind of demographic do they have? All of these things come under context. Once I set up the context, when I explain who these people are and what they're doing, then I talked about conflict. So there I focus on the challenges they're facing or the main pain points in their lives, and I stress them, I explain them, these are some of the obstacles for these people to get to some point where they want to, but they are not able to get there because of these obstacles or these challenges. Then we discuss the nature of the challenges. That we go a bit deeper in the conflict part, increasing the tension in the audience who is listening to this presentation or listening to me in this team meeting, let's say. And then we go into resolve. That's going to be potential way of solving the problem. So if your project is in the ideation phase, of course you will not be able to give the final answer to the problem, but you can always start with the beginning by addressing how to start solving the problem, because that is also gonna have some relaxation in form of emotion of audience. So we use conflict and show the challenges, and in the resolve we try to come up with solution, or we show the beginning of the solution. So this is how we can use it in the presentation for innovation or talking about innovation ideas, or even while we think about different ideas. This way, if you put stuff in these three categories, it's easier to understand what we are doing and how impactful would it be. I'm also using this same method for making videos these days. And every time I get stuck, I come up with different methods to make the videos or write the video ideas. And I keep changing methods because I sometimes get bored and then I'm not able to relate to it anymore. So I change the method. So right now, the method which I'm using is three classic steps structure, where I'm just writing down the title of the video idea. Then I write down the context, try to explain what are the things happening around in the normal form, what are the things people are doing. Then I set the conflict, where I talk about, okay, these are some of the challenges, or these are some of the challenge which I faced, or these are some of the challenges some people faced. And then I resolve it by saying, okay, this is what I did for this, or this is what you can do for this, or this is this potential people can do about it. So this is how I'm trying to structure my ideas, at least in the beginning, while I draft them. And that is helping me a lot to structure my ideas and thoughts about videos and put them on paper. I think that's all from today's podcast, where we talked about three building blocks of storytelling which you can use in innovation or creativity or video making. And I hope you found some sort of value out of it. Thank you so much for listening to it. Thank you so much for staying till the end. And I will catch you in the next one. Till that time, don't forget to have fun, because having fun is not an option. It's a lifestyle we should follow so that everything keeps being interesting. If it's not, question. If you can't find the answer, try finding something else which is more fun. With that said, I'm out of breath right now. Take care, stay safe, and catch you in the next one.